Last week, Governor Peter Shumlin surprised lawmakers with a plan to cut another $8 million from next year's budget. Shumlin says the proposal would reduce the need for new taxes without hurting low-income Vermonters. But critics say the plan could damage an affordable housing sector that keeps roofs over the heads of some of the state's poorest residents. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our report.
Paul Zabriskie is the weatherization director at Capstone Community Action. The organization administers numerous programs for needy residents in the central Vermont region, and on a sunny, warm afternoon in downtown Montpelier, Zabriskie surveys an affordable housing complex in the midst of a major renovation.
We're looking at two buildings on Berry Street, Montpelier. These are large homes that have been chopped up into lots of apartments.
Funding for a portion of this major rehab comes courtesy of the Vermont Fuel Efficiency Partnership, which is helping to pay for air sealing and insulation that will reduce annual heating costs.
So it's getting sort of a comprehensive package of energy upgrades, which will reduce the energy demand on the building and make it more affordable for the occupants.
The program directs more than $1 million in state revenue annually into projects like the one underway here in Montpelier. But a plan put forward by Governor Peter Shumlin last week would instead use the money to balance next year's state budget. And if that money goes away?
We stopped doing this. This building would have just been put back together. They'd paint it, they'd put in new kitchen cabinets, but they're not going the extra step to make this a 21st century building.
Shumlin's $8 million reduction proposal includes $2 million in weatherization cuts, $1.1 million of which would come at the Vermont Fuel Efficiency Partnership. Shumlin says he doesn't enjoy putting new cuts on the table, but he says this one has a benefit.
It would have no impact on low-income Vermonters.
That's not how everyone sees it. Erhard Manka is the coordinator of the Vermont Affordable Housing Coalition.
The way this has been presented by the administration is that this is a cut that will really only affect middle-income people and that they have other places they can go to get energy efficiency funds, you know, to make improvements to their homes. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Manka says the weatherization funds often provide a critical piece of financing for the rehabilitation of old affordable housing stock, as well as the construction of new units.
You're removing one of the key sources that helps to stabilize the housing costs over the future for both the nonprofit operator as well as the low-income residents that benefit from it.
Manka says the program funds improvements for as many as 500 units a year. He says the heating costs that are saved are vital to the residents, half of whom report average annual incomes of $17,000. Take away the weatherization money, and Manka says the state will stall production of needed affordable housing capacity.
And we need more affordable housing. This is death by a thousand cuts. And it's just going to make it that much more difficult for us to make headway in the battle against homelessness.
Shumlin says there are no good options when it comes to budget reductions.
We got a $113 million budget gap, and we're not in an environment where we can turn to Vermonters and just say, hey, please pay lots of higher taxes.
Lawmakers are deliberating this week over whether or not to adopt the governor's recommendation. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.